Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks. Are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. Thank you once again for listening. I'm so excited about everything, life. Another day. Another day of sobriety. My sobriety date is October 19th, 1989. I removed the battery from my watch many years ago and set my watch to 10:19. So it always says my sobriety date. It's a reminder to me constantly that everything is on God's time. But please don't ask me what time it is. I do not know if you're looking for the real time. Anyway, man. Gosh, I am so grateful that I'm sober. Again, another day. Our book tells us we have a daily reprieve that is contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. So, today is the day that counts. What I do today, when I am not in an AA meeting in particularly, is what counts to me the most. Am I practicing these principles in all my affairs? Am I growing closer to God as I understand God? Am I seeking to do God's will? Do I have recovery separated from other things? I used to do that. Used to be, over here, here's my job. Over here, here's my relationship. Over here is my recovery. No. It's not like that anymore. It's like I put on glasses that say recovery, and I look at everything through those glasses. I have to, everything's my recovery. It's one thing. It's my life. So I'm going to try to do better today than I did yesterday. We'll see how it goes. But I'm going for it. Try and be a better human being today. Expand my compassion, which I have discovered thus far has no ceiling. I suspect that it does not have a ceiling. Expand my ability to empathize with people. And expand my listening ability, my ability to be present. When I'm truly present, there is nothing wrong. That's when I feel close to God. Today, I wanted to talk about amends. And, you know, I have this visual analogy that I do with the, when I'm taking someone through the work and they're at this phase of the work where we will be sitting somewhere in a diner or somewhere, and I'll say to them, I'm going to show you the difference between an apology, which is important, but I want to show you the difference between an apology and an amends. And I will say, okay, here's an apology. And I will take a piece of trash and I'll throw it at them. It will land on them or near them. And I will get up and I'll say, I'm sorry, I threw trash on you. Sorry about that. And then I'll walk away. And then I'll come back and I'll throw trash at them again. And I'll say, I'm sorry. I threw trash at you. Sorry. I really am. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that I did that. I am, truly. And I'll walk away. And usually at this point, they get where I'm going with it, but sometimes I'll do it again. I'll throw trash at them again. I'll say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'll just leave it there each time and walk away. So that's an apology. But an amends is very different. An amends, I don't remember the textbook definition of amends. It's to, I think, make a situation better, change a situation for the better, improve the situation. Something like that. But I'll say, this is an amends. And I will throw trash at him. And then I will pick up the trash. And I will apologize. Not expecting them to forgive me. Because I threw trash at them. If somebody doesn't forgive me for something I did, that's none of my business. I think. You can disagree. That's what I think. But then I will tell them that I will not do it again. And I will not do it again. I'll walk away. And that's it. And then I will not do it again. So that, to me, is the difference between an apology and an amends. And, you know, I think I've talked about it on one of the earlier shows or a couple of the earlier shows about the amends process for me when I initially had gone through the work. And I had a lot of financial amends to make and big ones. And I had a lot of amends to make to people. I mean, if you knew me before I got sober, as far as I was concerned, once I did my inventory, once I was, the light bulbs were going off while I was doing my fourth column, I owed you an amends. Minimally for not being pleasant to be around. I could sincerely say I didn't, I mean, I just used everyone. I mean, I was not. So I was so selfish. Constantly. Unaware of it. But so anyways, I had a lot of amends to make. and I made them. Direct amends. In person. When I had initially gone through the work, there was no cell phone. There was no Facebook, there was no internet, there was nothing like that. It was something that I had to do a lot of work for. And I think it's a lot easier today. I don't know if it's better. But it's definitely a lot easier. But looking back and having had the experience that I did, I'm glad I had that experience. And I'm glad I had to do a lot of work. Show up and you know what I wanted to talk about really is that by the time that I was on step 9, you know, it wasn't about me. I'll say this, I went into them with really no expectation. I saw what I did. I was wrong. I didn't deserve for anyone to forgive me. I didn't. That's how I feel about it. If you harm someone, whether or not they invite you back into their life, that's their business. So I didn't have any expectations. Truly. And you know, my understanding of it is that, you know, it says in our book that we are there to clean up our side of the street. It's true. But that is not an end of itself. Our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people around us. And, you know, and going through the amends process changed me dramatically because of the experiences I had that removed the delusion or illusion or both that I'm separate from other people. It really, really chiseled away at that. It made me really feel connected to other people, at one with, the same as, not better than or worse than, but the same as. And it was really powerful. Changed me. Really, really changed me. I remember one time I think I was sober maybe 14 years. And I was at, I was visiting the town in which I grew up, and I was at a Taco Bell. And there was a man sitting there that I hadn't seen in, you know, 17 or 18 years, and it was the father of a girl I used to associate with. And it was a girl that I had made amends to. A woman, I guess. And we were a boy and a girl. We were together, but... But anyways, I had made his life a living hell for sure. And because I had made her life a living hell. And I had brought grief into his home. And it was for a relatively brief period, but nonetheless, that was my side street. And when I was going through the steps, I hadn't thought of this guy. And I saw him, and he was sitting there, and he was eating by himself. And so I went over to him, and I introduced myself, told him who I was. He said, "I remember you." And I apologized to him with an intent of making amends to the man by hopefully improving the experience of his life. Making him feel better about what had happened and what people are capable of and the decency in people and the goodness of mankind. And, you know, that's what I was thinking. I thought, I want him to feel better. I want to improve this situation. And, that was my intent. And, God, we had an incredible conversation. And he said, you know, he said, sadly, you know, she picked even worse guys after you. Which brought up a sea of thoughts and feelings in me, but it was sad. And that was a long time ago. I'm sure he has not forgotten about our exchange. I haven't. And, you know, there's things like that. And I think I've said it on here before. There are certain situations, not a lot of them, but there are situations in my life where I have not at this point been able to do that. And I feel that. And I don't like it. I would honestly right the wrong if I could. I would. And I just have to trust that God knows that. It's the truth. I want to tell you about a time that a person had made amends to me that I never forgot, that had a big impact on me and helped me a lot and really improved my life. It was a true amends. Strange as it is to say, there have not been a lot of these, like the story I'm about to tell you. I've been in recovery circles for, you know, a long time, coming up on 30 years. And one would think that I would have a lot of stories like the one I'm about to tell you, but I don't. I've had amends made to me very infrequently. And I've been hurt a lot. But this story here really went a long way. And really, it was years ago now, and I think about it. Anyways, there was this coworker of mine that I worked very close with. And this person had wronged me big time. Really did some damaging, really mean stuff. Really kind of devastating stuff. Hurt me bad. Really hurt. Traumatizing. One of those kind of things where you talk about it in your home for months. Just trying to sort it out. And then you think you're done, and then you're driving down the road and you bring it up. You're laying in bed, you bring it up. That kind of thing. Trying to sort it out. Understand it spiritually. Find compassion. And, you know, one of the things that this person had done was they had really, you know, smeared me publicly. And there was a bunch of stuff. And years had gone by. It had been about 2 or 3 years, I want to say. I don't remember exactly, but... And this person called me. No, they didn't. They emailed me. And they said, I would love to sit down with you and get coffee at a time and place that is convenient for you. If you're interested in doing that, let me know. I will come to you. This person lived kind of far away. And so I told this person that I would love to, and when would be a good time, and when it would be convenient for me. And they made the long drive to me and met me when it was inconvenient for them. And I'm saying all this very deliberately because I think this is part of the spirit of the amends. It'd be very different than if they just ran into me. I've had amends like that where people just run into me. And that, for my heart, doesn't improve the situation. It makes me feel kind of worse. It just says to me, this wasn't important enough for you to ever do anything about it, but boom, here I am. And now, you know, you got to make amends to me. And so here we are. And in those cases, I did not leave feeling better. And don't know if it was their intention that I did, but I didn't. I felt worse. But anyways, this person said, I will come to you. I said, this time and place would be great. They said, okay. They made the drive. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, heading over there to this coffee shop, I was thinking, you know, this person really did a lot of stuff. And, you know, a lot of stuff that, frankly, I'm not excited about talking about. Because it hurt. Well, this person was so incredible. I didn't have to talk about any of it. They got together and they said right away, I am so sorry. I have known from the time it happened that I was wrong. And then they went through a list and they covered it. I was wrong about this. I was wrong about this. I was wrong about this. When I did this, I did this. This is not an excuse. It's an explanation. But this is what I was doing, but I was wrong to do that. And I'm sorry about this. And I was wrong to do this. And they covered it thoroughly. And it was a lot. And they covered it. They didn't leave anything out. They didn't make me have to do anything. I didn't have to do any of the digging or searching or any of it. They put it all out there, and it felt amazing. Because I felt seen, and I felt loved, and it was about me. It wasn't about them. It was about me. It was about honoring me and making a true amends to me, and it felt incredible. I'm sitting here talking about it right now. You know, I'm welling up. It was very powerful. And it made up for a lot of amends that didn't look like this at all. Where somebody will apologize for a small percentage or a little bit, you know, and that's it. And then they'll do it again, or, you know, they'll just run into me, or, you know, but this wasn't like that. This was very powerful. And that's the kind of amends that I always tried to make. And that's the kind of amends that I wish to make in the future, if and when I can. And when I screw up, which I will screw up, you know, hundreds of more times in my life, I will owe an amends. That's just how it's going to be, despite the fact I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to owe anyone an amends. I know there'll be many more times, but this is the kind of amends I want to make, where the person feels that way. Seen. Important. Validated. Honored. And they feel like the situation is improved. I saw this person recently. I don't see them very often. I saw them recently, and I've seen them a few times during the span of when the amends were made and now. But I saw them recently, and it felt good. I mean, it felt good on both ends. It felt good. You can feel it. It's powerful. There was nothing there, but love. It felt good. It felt good to me. That's what I know. And that's a person I think of when I say to myself, you know, yeah, of course they're sober for over 10 years. Of course they are. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me that they're sober and they appear to be happy, joyous, and free. Their energy checks out. And so just love that. Love it. It's wonderful. Early on in my sobriety, you know, after I went through the list on my 8-step and had completed my 9-step, then there was this long period where I was just harming people and making amends. Different people. And it took me a while to, I remember one day I was like, oh, so the goal is to not just continue to harm everyone. And it may sound really simple, but I used to smoke glue, so literally, I used to smoke model glue, so that's probably unrelated to why I was so slow to understand this, but it is true that I did smoke model glue. But it was an epiphany, the realization that while the amends process is beautiful and valuable and life altering, I remember there was a day where I thought for me to turn it up now would be to stop. Stop. But I had to get honest with myself to some degree about who I really was before I could make amends that were of value to anyone. And that just took some time. And it just goes on and on. I mean, none of this is done. It just goes on and it goes on and it goes on. And we get better at it, hopefully, and better at it, hopefully, and better at it. And there's just so much stuff. Sometimes it seems like I'm just not good at it at all, still. Not at all. And I wanted to share that because if you're feeling that way, I just want to let you know I feel that way too. And it's just it's a never-ending process, but it does get easier. It has gotten easier, and it doesn't feel like contrary action to grow. Usually. Sometimes it does, but not like it used to. So anyway, just wanted to talk about that today. I think that's it. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. Going to do an episode about that book very soon here. I promise. And it's coming. And I got a lot of guests that I've been recording with, and just a lot of great stuff coming. A couple new segments I'm going to add to the show. It should be pretty exciting. So anyway, another miracle. Here we are. Enjoy it. I am going to go try to live a life worth saving. And I hope you do the same.